Blog Talk Radio.
Du hast Rucksack war es mir rot, bis auf wenn die Mondschein war, ob ich rot.
Vaate, otsa, ja ravareks on vaid pustan, lõureks murab aga võitse, rääle kui laike, tegen sai naike.
Tanki, tanki, pop, jau, pommus kui kakoga tohau, pommeri, pommeri, vaks,
laks. Sest rõp, vaata fokus, lakvari, klõp, rõp, see läheb ju fucking vaste, tood vaka raamude, trangke maase, keegi omase puuna, tõuet ka helpame kotsi, jepa, tegi mami ega sa rep.
Yeah, that
we just buggy.
What do you guys think of these beats? The background. Do you hear it? Too loud?
It's a little loud.
Right. Beats tonight are brought to you by Epic Beats.
That guy, I've heard a lot about him.
Well, that's because he baits magic into every note. And his beats are epic. That's why they call him Epic Beats.
Yeah, every time I hear that guy's name, I'm like, epic. That guy's name is epic. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it is. His name is Epic. That's true. You know, we've got a caller already. You want to see who it is?
Yes.
Caller 505 caller, who's this?
Hey, this is Leo.
Leo, how's it going?
Good.
What's up? I'm going to turn the beats down a little bit. Everybody, this is Leo York from the Inhabitants of Berkey page. How's it going tonight, Leo?
Hello.
Pretty good. Hey. Just working still.
Working?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well,
not
I
bad.
Really appreciate you calling in and coming on the show, man.
Yeah, no problem.
How long have you been doing the Inhabitants of Berkey page?
Since August 26th of this year.
Man, because he's got like a huge following already. I would have thought you'd been at it for a long time, if I'd guessed.
I enjoy his questions.
Go ahead, man.
Like the light. I like that when he posts, like, what is this thing, like, on I-40 Yucca that lights, like, what is the meaning of this? And I really like that, like, people write in and put their own shit. Like, I really dig your page.
Yeah. I like hearing what Albuquerque has to say about some stuff, and I just let them say whatever they want, unless it's, like, you know, too offensive. Sometimes you get, like, spam comments, like, lose weight in 10 days, and I'm like, who posts that stuff?
These people are ridiculous.
Yeah.
Sorry, this too.
I think, you know, this is a great town, though, and I'm finding that there's a lot of really positive people. It's just, there's a network, like a family of people, you know, is what I've, is my experience here. I've only lived here a little over a year, but everybody I've met have been inspiring, uplifting, positive people. There's a lot of people, you know, out trying to get people to go out into the town and interact and do things. And I think that's great. A lot of towns are missing that drive and that motivation from people.
Yeah, totally. I think, too, there's a lot of people that Albuquerque doesn't know about and a lot of cool scenes that aren't promoted in, like, mainstream Albuquerque themes in the town. So
that's
I
so
mean,
true.
Yeah. And so
I was
just
talking
want,
to sorry, go ahead.
No, I just want to, like, show everybody, like, all the stuff that people have been missing and, like, you know, you don't have to go downtown every weekend as, like, your main event. You know, you could meet some cool people and do some fun stuff elsewhere.
Yeah, and it seems like there's always something going on, too, which is great.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, we don't want anyone to ever, like, at Occupy Underground, we don't ever want anyone to say there's nothing to do in this town. Because neither me or Ben are from this town. He's from Oregon. I'm from Seattle, originally from Flint, Michigan. And my first 2 years here, I was just like, there's nothing to do here. This place sucks. And then I actually started getting out there, started meeting people, started, you know, talking to friends. And there is just so much life in this city. And I've really fallen in love with it over the past 2 years.
I'm definitely surrounded by some beautiful, like, you know, nature scenes. We have the petroglyphs and we have, like, the forest right past there. Like, you know, we can go up to the crest and chill and whatever. So we are, like, we have the nature aspect and people don't really take that much advantage of that either. And it is, like, close by. Just go chill out in the mountains, too.
You're such a hippie.
It's,
oh, yeah.
It's so different, too, because, like, coming from the rainforest where everything was green and water everywhere, yeah. Moss hanging off the trees. It's like I came out here and it was gorgeous, you know. It's like, but it took getting an appreciation for the rocks and the sand and the dirt, you know.
Yeah.
It's like there's a whole different type of beauty out here, you know.
For
yeah,
sure.
Totally.
No.
I love the mountains. that's like one of my hobbies is climbing the mountains. Not Sandia necessarily all the time, but other places. And I think it's cool. And then if you didn't know, Stone Age Rock Climbing Gym, I hang out there quite a lot.
I'm a big fan.
Really cool. Yeah.
I used to climb for about six. What's the toughest route that you've climbed? I assume you do lead climbing.
In here, or I mean, I've had some.
Here. What's one of the toughest ones, or your favorite climbs here in New
Mexico? I don't know about toughest, but I mean, a really popular spot is Big Block, and I love going there because you can always like. It's not multi-pitch, so it's not, you know, stressful if you don't have somebody that's not an experienced climber, and it's really accessible, and you don't have to, like, hike, you know, hours to get there. So I like going there a lot.
Cool.
How long have you lived out here, Leo?
Since I was 12. So it's been a while. I left a couple times, moved to Europe, and came back. But, I mean, I really started the page thing because as it got going, like, the whole, you know, rep in Albuquerque thing, because, I mean, I found myself being bored with stuff and, like, not, you know, ended up just going to clubs or bars, you know, as my entertainment. And it was just, you know, getting really boring. And plus, you know, there's a lot of really cool people, and like whatever scene you're into, you can find other people that are into it here. It's just a lot of time people, you know, after you turn like 21, your only resort for entertainment seems to be the club scene. And it's like, that doesn't really help build our community. So
right.
I wanted to find the people that were doing things, you know, following their passions and stuff. So one of the things I'm trying to do.
Now, you said you had a new project in the works, like a website or a publication, right?
Yeah, it's going to be a media, like, heavy content website. And we have, like, a really special feature that isn't being used on any other social media. And if, you know, the code for the website works correctly, it's going to be probably one of the coolest things ever.
Awesome. Well, I can't wait to check that out.
Yeah.
Do you know when, do you have like a time frame in mind? Or?
Well, you know, theoretically we're hoping to launch Monday, but in all reality, that could possibly change. But I think we'll stay up late Sunday night just so we can do it.
That's
but if
cool.
you're
yeah,
really good at searching for things, you can probably find it in its developmental stages on the internet.
Do you want to tell people what it's going to be called and how they can check it out? Or
yeah, it'll be inhabitantsofberkeley.com. It's not at that URL right now. Say
That's
what?
That's awesome. That'll be cool. I think she said yay. I can hear her. She's in the other room. We try to like keep doors closed, you know, so we're not echoing off of each other's phones. But
yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Well, that's really cool, man. And if you shoot me a message when that gets up, I'll blast that on all my pages to people to go check it out for sure.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I'm going to definitely blast it. We're hoping that this new feature, you know, our goal is to crash the server. It's not like a really good thing, but you know it's good when the server crashes.
For sure. You know what? I've got another call holding. If you guys don't mind, I'm going to bring him in. The phone number looks extremely weird to me, and I'm intrigued by it. Because it's all ones. I got 111, 111, 111 calling.
It's the cops.
Probably. 111 caller. Who is this?
Yeah, this is Ricky.
Hey, Ricky.
I was trying to call in your show here. Thanks for putting me on. I don't know why my number's so weird, like the 111111.
I know that's
111111.
Yeah, I don't understand that myself, but I'm trying to figure out just what on earth you guys are talking about. because I'm sitting over here.
Where are you located, Ricky? Is it Ricky Bobby?
No, not Ricky Bobby, friend. I'm not. I'm no race car driver, none of that.
Dude, you can get sponsorship by the freaking Clorox.
Damn it, I'm in Missouri.
Missouri.
You just moved there. Missouri. My baby.
You're in Missouri?
No, my baby sister is. I'm not for sure what town.
You gotta
but
be
yeah.
kidding me. Is she single?
Move there to Missouri.
Is she single?
Oh, my God.
No, she's not. She's beautiful, though. She's like 6'1". She's freaking tall. She's gorgeous. Yeah.
Yeah, well, how old is she?
She's 10 years younger than I. So let's just say she's young.
So she's 52.
She's barely legal, motherfucker.
Barely legal.
That's how Missouri people like them, though.
Well, I'll tell you this right now. You guys are talking about crashing some kind of servers or something like that. Now I'm thinking.
Because these robots are taking over, Ricky. That's what's going on.
Let me tell you something right now, mister. If I catch. Here's the thing right now.
Locked and ready.
I'm ready to turn this information over to the NSA.
So, hey, dude, anyway, but Rick, you're calling in from Missouri. So, like, you were wanting to talk to us. You're wanting to see what our show is about. So, what are your questions?
I just told you my question.
I didn't hear you.
Talk about crashing servers down, and I'm going to turn your information over to NSA.
It'll be all right. Deer Hunter, you'll still be able to play Deer Hunter later.
That's right, Deer Hunter.
The thing is, you guys are talking all this technical gibberish, and I want to know what on earth.
Don't even give a start on my gibberish.
I don't know what you're occupying right now. I want to figure out.
You know what we are,
please. More along the lines of jibber jabber.
No, I'm not. I want to know a damn answer to my question is what on earth you're occupying. Says Occupy Underground Radio right here.
All I do is favor hang up on yourself.
What we're doing right here is we're occupying the wavelengths to play
we
the underground radio.
We are occupying
the
underground radio right now.
Don't sell out, but still have good shit to be heard. That's what we are doing here at Occupy Underground Radio. Occupy.
Let me tell
Whoa.
You about an artist you guys
go,
play on your program. You want to hear about an artist?
Garth
sure.
Brooks.
This fellow.
Plays a song.
Wait, yeah, Ricky, can you play us a song?
You've got to be kidding me.
I ain't kidding.
The thing is,
Do you want to maybe read us a poem or something?
I'll tell you right now, I ain't. You've got to be kidding me. I'm going to tell you about an artist right now that you guys could put on this Occupy the Underground if you're playing underground music. This guy is part of the underground. I'll tell you that right now. Now, Google him now. Put him over on the YouTube. He's got a page over on the YouTube. His name's Corporal Robot Lips.
What?
Corporal Robot Lips.
I want you to YouTube him or whatever you got to do. And that's the request I'm putting in right now.
Cool. All right, then I will definitely put in some research into Corporal Chicken Lips.
Robot Lips, hog nappet.
Corporate Robot Lips.
You got that right, friend.
All right, you know what, dude? I will YouTube him.
All right, man. And, you guys have a good night, and I demand to hear it on the radio tonight.
Well, I'll have to play it for you next week because we have to preload our audio. But I do take requests, and I plan for people the following week. So I will get you some corporate chicken.
You got to be kidding me. It's Corporate Robot Lips.
We're trying to figure out
Mary's
the
got it.
Listen here, Mary Stockton.
Mary Stockton, that's who it is.
All right.
She's a rock star.
That's my alias.
All right.
I'm also known as Hans.
I'll talk to you guys next week. I want to hear that on the radio.
All right, Ricky.
Bye.
I can't wait
to
hear from you.
Calling.
Bye-bye.
It is
bye. Adios.
That
was awesome.
That's why I live in Albuquerque.
Dude,
isn't that
that's
fantastic?
Why I play funky music.
Oh my God!
We had that guy call in. Can you play some ZZ Top? Them.
Ow! Ow! Ow!
Ow! Ow! Ow! I totally didn't play that for him the next week either.
So I just got done listening to Corporal Robot Shitlips, and it is god awful. It's not gonna lie.
Is it?
It's horrible.
I don't know, Corey, because like sometimes our opinions on music differ somewhat, you know.
Well, no, which is true, and it's for everybody. So it actually might be for somebody. I mean, we might be able to play some if it's not completely, utterly, like, just
all
trash.
I think that maybe we should all four of us. Wait, you're still online, right?
I'm hanging in there. I almost died.
Okay. I think that we should all research this and YouTube it over the next couple of days and then put it to a vote. That's what I think. Corporal, what was it? Corporal Robot?
Corporal Robot Lips.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm having the hardest time remembering that, but I'm glad you guys do.
I will remember it. Leo, thanks for calling in.
Do you want to hang out for a while? We're going to play some music.
Yeah, I might call back later. I got to run. Got to do some stuff. But
getting ready for a new website is a lot of work. We just learned that recently.
Yeah, I'm getting it's tough.
It is. Well, good luck to you. And if you don't call back, thank you for calling. I appreciate that. And again, I'll blast the new website for all over as soon as it's up. Just let me know.
Okay. Thanks a lot, guys. I hope you guys do here too.
All right. Thanks, man. Have a great night.
All right.
You too. 505.
You know what? Yep. We got some more callers. These are. Let's see who wants to come on. 505 caller, who's this?
Hey, is that Inhabitants of Berkey guy still on?
He totally just hung up.
Oh,
but he might still
that's
be listening
such a bummer.
If you want to ask him a question, what's going on?
I just always thought he was really sexy. So I was hoping we could talk to him.
Wow. Well, Leo, if you're still listening, you have a fan, and she's on the line requesting you call
back.
Yeah,
well, if you're still listening, you know, give me a call. I heard you like to rock climb.
You like to rock climb.
I like to muscle.
What is your name, caller?
Do you mind?
I don't know if I should tell him.
Well, just
pretend.
Pretty shy. Yeah. How's he gonna know to call? He'll look you up on Facebook.
Why don't you like?
Okay.
Yeah, you have to tell him something.
Yeah,
well,
come on.
Wait, I got it. You place an ad in missed connections on Craigslist, and if he's interested, he'll go.
I should
post
girl
that.
Just
shouldn't
I?
Me on the radio.
Do it.
That's awesome. Okay, hold on. I've got another call. I don't believe it's Leo, but we can find... Hey, no, because this one was calling already. Hold on.
All right.
Okay, 505 call. Oh. Who's this?
Yo, it's Nick Fury.
What are you doing, Nicholas?
Call to say hi and say hello. I wish you guys lots of love.
I
was just about to puff one in y'all's honor. I just wanted you to know that. That was you inspired me to get really high up in a different perspective.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Elevate.
Hey, Nick, you got anything you want to pimp out while you're on the line? You got a show coming up, don't you, around St. Patrick's Day?
Yes. You want to come out and see some of the best bands in Albuquerque area. You're in the Albuquerque area. Sunday, March 17th, come to Birch Tiki Lounge for Good Green, Band with No Name, and American Flame, presented by Richard Eric, Occupy Underground, and many more.
And
yep.
Many more.
Make
many
sure you wear
on,
green.
Yeah. So I'm puffing one in your honor, Nick.
I also, thank you. I also want to pimp out my friend Nick Ward and his awesome web. It's a website of sorts. It's called the Route 66, and it is all about artists promoting artists. And I spoke with him tonight on some great ideas. This guy was instrumental in getting me involved in that 48-hour film project I got involved in a couple months ago that you guys know about. And he's a good resource for you guys. You guys should connect with him. Also, that girl actually mentioned him that one day when we were eating breakfast about knowing him. So he's somebody really cool to know, just got some real cool insight from him, and I'll have him get you guys up. So
awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that, Nick. Do you want to hang out for a while? Are you going to get going, or?
I'm going to hang out for a minute, but you guys don't have to talk to me. I just wanted to say good luck to the Occupy Underground Radio. And, of course, you can catch now the Rips and Raps Radio, the Whistling Edition program on blogtalkradio.com every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Mountain, followed 2 days later by these crazy cats that you're listening to right now. So Albuquerque and the crew are taking it by storm, guys. Good luck with everything and much love, of course.
That's right. I've been watching the show. I listen to it again when they play it on Literary Underground too. I don't know why. It's like I'm trying. It's somehow different. It's on a different.
Oh,
it's on. Our, you know, it's on our station. I don't want to hear it either.
You need to spirit go there something in his ass that is not supposed to be there.
I have no idea what's going on over there. They've been drinking Robitussin and wine and I don't know. Corey, what's tonight's episode sponsored by?
Tussin, motherfuckers.
we're gonna play some music. Let's see. What do I do?
Play some music.
Yeah. Okay. You know what? Okay. I was going to say one more thing. What, Mary? Now, what did I tell you about when I say I'm about to play some music?
I think our caller wants to say one more thing.
Tell you who the band's going to be. Yeah.
Your caller has one more thing to say. Your female caller.
Yeah,
she does. Okay, female caller.
Yeah, I just had one more thing to say. Leo happens to be listening, I'm going to be at Anodyne tonight, and I'm going to be the tall redhead.
If I come to Anodyne and Leo's not there, can we make a substitution? Will that work?
You'd have to tell me your name is Leo.
What's that?
You'd have to tell me your name is Leo.
Yeah, I will definitely.
Okay, you guys have a good night.
You too, tall redhead.
You too.
Bye.
Hey, bye. Put out the word, Ben. Next Tuesday, everybody that we know who wants to come, go jump at Extreme Jump Albuquerque. We're going to get down to
that. That is the most fun in the world.
What time should we be there?
I don't know. Let's talk for like maybe 3 o'clock.
No, I think earlier.
Well, I agree, but all the people want to go, so they want to go later. What time are you going, Mary?
I'm thinking lunch break, dude, like noon.
Yeah.
Let's do 12:30. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
All right. So you hear this, Radio World, 2:30 Tuesday, meet at Extreme Hang Time. Do jump on trampolines and throw 12:30 and throw dodgeballs in little kids' faces. My God, you should have seen Corey. Oh, my God. Corey was like Matrix style running along the wall with like multiple dodgeballs. Bam, 7-year-old to the face. Bam,
he really did.
12-year-old to the face.
He would do,
and
like,
then he's like, yeah, like the Hulk. It was amazing.
Hey, those little assholes started it.
They totally did. And then one would come in and be like, this is how he's playing. And try to lay down the rules, and that's the first person you get in the face. No, who died?
Yeah, but the last time we went, there was nobody there but us and like two other people. It was awesome. It was so cool.
I want to go during the week as well.
Cool.
All right, I'm going to play some music. We've been going
for
a half hour, and we haven't played any music, and I feel like we should. I'm going to play a little more Task One, because we had him on last week. He was awesome, and he's got a lot of great music, and I really wanted to play this song.
Play that fucking music, boy.
K-R-U.
What's that sound? Hey, you. What?
your mans as a mission. You think that cannibalism was in my family tradition? I'm the man with the vision. Standing position is that I must rise. Got hit by a greyhound. Everybody on the bus died. I survived the bus runs, and sometimes I'm venomous. My flow was like the Mortal Kombat code for blood on Genesis. ABAC ABB, the day you face defeat is safe to say we paved the way and dare you lay in the grave. There is nothing you can say to me. I'm in the major league and this is like a game of Halo Reach. Master Chief, because we all know that path's a beast. I'm running niggas like I rap with Cleet. This fat MC will have your girl stilettos by his ears. I'm rolling with the best, I'll make the rest all disappear. Just swallow all your pride if you let it interfere. You'll be running out of breath with the medic going clear like,
hey, you, what's that sound?
Hip hop store, coming.
and the vibe grows three from me. Turn to be a hip-hop MC. The law, in order to enter the Wu-Tang, you must bring the whole dirty bastard type slang. Represent the Jizza, Abbott, Ruzza, Shaquan, Inspect Deck. Dirty hole getting low with his flow. Introducing the ghost face killer. No one can get it live. My peoples, are you with me where you at? In the front, in the back, killer bees on attack. My peoples, are you with me where you at? Smoking meth, making cats on the block with the jack.
Speaking of the devil's sight, know it's the guard, get your shit right. Mega tripe, and yo, I killed you in a past life. On the mic while you was kicking that fast shit. You and Nick tried to get it, got blasted. Half-mastered ass style, mad rough jazz. When I struck, I had on Tim's in the black mask. Remember that shit? I know you don't remember Jack. That night, yo, I was sitting like a spike bat. And then you thought I was bugged out and crazy. Strapped for nonsense, after me became lazy. Yo, nobody budged while I shot slugs. Never shot dubs, I'm running with dubs that flood mugs. So grab your 8 plus 1, start flipping and tripping. Niggas is jetting, I'm licking off, son.
Wu-Tang, 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 Wu-Tang.
Homicide's illegal and death is a penalty. One justifies the homicide when he dies in his own iniquity. It's the master of the mantis rapture coming at ya. We have an APB on an MC killer. Looks like the work of a master. Evidence indicates that it's stature. Merciless like a terrorist, hard to capture the flow. Changes like a chameleon. Friends like a friend and stabs you like a dagger. This technique attacks the immune system. This sounds like a lie paralyzing the victim. You scream as it enters your bloodstream. Erupts your brain from the pain these thoughts contain. Moving on a nigga with the speed of a centipede and injure any motherfucking contender.
My peoples, are you with me where you at? In the front, in the back, killer bees on attack. My peoples, are you with me where you at? Smoking meth, hitting cats on the block with the gap.
Tuline sangala kirabu na chene, tuline sangalo kuchaza bageni.
Tuline sangala kirabu na chene, tuline sangalo kuchaza bageni.
Tuline sangala kirabu na chene, tuline sangalo kuchaza bageni.
kuchaza bageni.
Behind us. He's supposed to call in at some point and tell us how he folds the happy into every beat.
I can barely hear you, sir.
Yeah, okay. I have to project. Sorry.
Project your voice, Benjamin.
Projection. So what do you guys think of that? That was some Bella Fleck going there from the Acoustic Planet Africa sessions, where he would like, this is how I imagine it. Now the documentary portrays it a little bit differently, but I like to say it like this. He just like backpacked around with his banjo and he found it interesting with the people and was like, hey, you want to play some music with me? You mind if I record it? And then he made an album out of it. And that's kind of how it went down. What do you think?
That's like the life, though. I mean, could you imagine that? Like, just that being your life is just getting to go and play music and, like, just rolling up to a village and, like, with your guitar and just chilling and playing music. I mean, I couldn't imagine anything better than that.
I know. When James told me about it, I was like, that sounds phenomenal. He just, like, went all over Africa playing music with different people and made an album out of it and a documentary, too. I think that's cool. And we started out that music set with Task One. I should have said, you know, he's from Sacramento. You can go to our website, octagon-underground.com, and look at his artist page. There's links to his other pages. There's his music there. You can listen to it. You can download it. So check him out. He's awesome.
Yeah, and then just in case there's any little children listening, viewer discretion is definitely fucking advised. Seriously.
Yeah. You know, I keep thinking that maybe we should throw that in at the beginning of the show and not the end.
You know what your kids can handle. Advise.
Awesome. So also tonight we've got an interview with Emily Vosberg and her abstract Extraction of Utopia project, and I'll play that a little bit later, but I think it's really cool. I hope people stick around and listen to that and go check out her page. I think actually if you guys are on the internet right now, go do a Google search for Kickstarter and Abstraction of Utopia. Watch her little video so you can see what she's going to be talking about. It seems very very ambitious, very, I don't know a good word for it. It sounds very cool, is what I think. And we've got another caller already. It's 505. I'm going to bring them on.
Yep. 505. And then you're going to hear a recording. Just hit one.
That sounds like Sam West. Who's this?
This is Sam West.
Hi, I thought Sam. So. I recognize your voice, Sam West. And you didn't even hit one, did you?
I did not hit one until it was too late. And then you guys started hearing me already. I'm like telling
Sal
how to call in.
I was trying to get better about that, about not bringing people in when they don't ask for it. But,
well, you're good at it, I got to say.
You know, we got another 505 caller. Hold on, I'm going to bring them on, too.
That's going to be Sal.
505 caller.
What's up, buddy? It's Sal.
Sal, how's it going?
Good, man. How are you guys?
Good, man. What do you got going on tonight? This is Sal from Just Lazarus, everybody.
What's going on, fellas? Hi, ladies.
All right, man.
That's Mary Stockton.
Hey.
Over there.
Oh, yeah.
And Corey's around here drunk on Robitussin somewhere.
Nice.
I don't think you're technically drunk on. Well, I don't know, I guess. What would be the verbiage for that?
Like, I'm feeling groggy and disconnected.
Yeah. Definitely tripping.
You know, that beach I stopped, I'm going to start another one. It's a good thing you gave me extra because we're doing a lot of
stuff. So, what are you doing tonight, Sam? Where are you at?
Pow. We got Sal and Sam.
I'm with Sam West, and we're sitting in the driveway of my house. We're sitting in the car.
Dude,
really?
Seriously, where do you live? Let's go.
Are you guys like clam bacon?
Okay,
are you clam bacon in your car?
We're nice and toasty.
Nice.
Outside the car. I mean, it smells like old bean burritos in here.
I love bean burritos.
What? With beer? What kind of beer?
I'm sorry,
good beer?
I hear
you. Pabst Smears beer or a freaking ham?
Pabst all the way.
All right.
PBR,
I love me some PBR.
All the way.
So I'm going to get on with this interview with Sal so he can get back into his house with his band.
So for everybody who, because we're pretty big, we've got Sal Gomez here from Just Lazarus, and this is Sam West from Sam West Photography. And Sam is going to interview Sal right now, and that's what you're getting to listen from a car, where I imagine that sounds like they've got PBRs, bean burritos, and
yes.
And who knows what else.
We're chilling.
Hookers in the trunk.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting here with Sal Gomez from Just Lazarus, the front man. Sometimes referred to as the godfather of the local scene. How do you feel about that name?
You're killing me, Sam.
I mean,
I'm cool with it. I don't want people thinking that I'm like, I have
a diva?
Special favor powers or anything like that.
You don't want the FBI kicking down your door.
Yeah, man. I don't want my phone tapped. But I like to think of myself as a person that helps out other people and likes to do favors for others.
Nice. You're looking good tonight, too. You're rocking some Speedos and what are those? Ski boots?
Ski boots, Speedos, Speedos, and a white
scarf
shirt.
And a mitten.
Hell yeah.
I got a
with that, Sam.
Okay, so I actually had a random question for you because, you know, I shoot your shows all the time. And
right, right.
Every show, it seems, you're wearing Star Wars. You got the green
ones,
you got the red.
I got them all, man. I love Star Wars. That's what got me into being a nerd was watching Star Wars, and that was the first movie that I saw by myself as a little kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I hold Star Wars true to my heart.
So when I see Star Wars, I'm just like, that's what he was when he was a big Star Wars fan.
Oh yeah, definitely, man, definitely. I want to be Boba Fett. I'm actually just recently talked to the Bible First Legion here in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and I was talking about joining them so I could wear. I'm gonna be a stormtrooper, man.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Ooh, stormtrooper. Do you have the costume yet?
No, but they do offer to help you make your own, because all the costumes are custom made. They're like handmade costumes, but they're true to the movies, and so they help you with
that
awesome. In your quest to.
So a lot of gloss and white paint. So,
yeah. Oh yeah, dude. I'm gonna sport it.
Hell yeah, you should put the tool on that.
I expect to see you at the 8th Comic Expo then, rocking your Stormtrooper gear.
Hell yeah, I'm going to be doing that on stage, man. I'm going to make sure my cod piece is nice and polished.
You're going to, like, practice your gun shooting.
Mary said volunteers to help you polish your cod piece.
That's
oh,
right.
Dude, I got to polish a napkin, and I can move my hand like no other.
She's got really strong.
I've never heard that term before on the radio.
You're doing what?
That's why we love this place.
Who loves what place?
The radio.
Oh, we're not on the radio. We're on the internet. We're on Blog Talk Radio.
Internet
radio.
Right.
That's right.
But we're not over radio frequencies. We're over DA.
You heard it here first.
I have no idea.
I have no idea, but not radio frequencies. We're digital.
Bitches.
Underground.
All right, so let's move along here. So clear it up for everybody who's listening right now. You are front man for Just Lazarus.
Yes.
What kind of music do you guys play, and what are some similarities to?
We're a music that's kind of based on a cross between rock, blues, dirty blues,
nice.
A little bit of indie type stuff. We're really hard to pinpoint, but we play such a diversity that we can play with so many different bands in Albuquerque. That's a nice thing. We play with reggae bands, rock bands, cover bands, you name it, we'll play with anybody. So
you know, that's I was talking to James about that earlier. We were talking about the feasibility of trying to section the artist pages on the website into genres, because it's like, how do you classify so many of the bands? It's like it's easier just to go by something like location. You know, this is what you're hearing, because it's like, how many, a lot of, like, where does Band With No Name fit in? Where do you guys fit in? It's like, there's not a genre. That one's for Labrador.
Exactly.
You know, it's like,
I like to call it just New Mexico rock. I mean, because
right.
That pinpoints just New Mexico. I mean, everything is pretty much rock based. I mean, if you look at like Rough House, Band With No Name, you know, Good Green, even One Foot In, which is a country band, but I mean, everything, they all kind of fit together, and it seems to be that rock is the main thing. So I think, just to pinpoint us, it's New Mexico rock.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Homegrown New Mexico rock.
Yeah, homegrown.
Homegrown New Mexico rock.
We had kind of a busy week on the website, and I was really hoping to have the Just Lazarus page finished before you came on tonight. But I think by, what's today, Thursday? So by probably Saturday, we should have that finished
and
published on the site.
Nice, man.
With links to all your stuff, you know. But for right now, for tonight, if people wanted to check you out, you want to throw out your website or anything?
Yeah, I mean, we have Reverb Nation. It's www.reverbnation.com.
Mm-hmm.
/ Just Lazarus. You can find us on Facebook, Just Lazarus. You can also find our fan page, which is facebook.com/just.lazarus, I believe is what it is. So you can find us everywhere, and you can even Google us, and we pop up, which is surprising. But
yeah, or YouTube.
I mean,
popped up a whole bunch of videos.
Yeah, I'm surprised. I mean, if Google recognizes us, then I guess we're doing okay.
You guys are doing good, yeah.
And I feel like an asshole because I still haven't listened to you guys, and that's my bad.
Oh, speaking
sorry.
Of, I have
well,
footage of you guys from your last show last Thursday.
We're going to ask you about Little Spanish Dancer. Tell us.
Oh,
about
you guys love that song, don't you? Little Spanish Dancer.
I would dance to that for you.
You will check that out, but it was co-wrote by one of the original members, who's John Sandoval, who played guitar on that originally. That song's about my daughter and just about how free a spirit can be. You know, they can just go out and dance everywhere. So when you watch little kids dance around, you can't help but smile and laugh. So that's what that song's about.
That's awesome. And I think I'll play that one next week.
Yeah, it can swing both ways, I guess. I mean, if you don't have kids and you're into Spanish chicks, it'll work out too.
That's great.
So
well, shit, Sal, thanks for joining us, man. I really appreciate you calling in.
Green, give me my moon back, 1 foot in. Are there bands that just come to mind when you're booking a gig, or is it just a matter of what would be good for that venue?
I like to try to spread it out. I have so many friends that are in bands. What I'll do is I'll just group them in certain scenarios. If we play like at Elliott's, I know I'm pretty much free to play or have a different variety of bands from hip hop, R&B to rock to metal. When I do Malarkey's, I'll do a bunch of cover bands. It really depends on the venue, but we try to do our best to make everybody happy.
Awesome.
Cool. So is there more to the art of venue booking than there is?
You gotta be a good bullshitter, man.
Dude, being a BBS is the best.
Yeah, you gotta go in there. When I go in there to book a show, don't go in there to just book my band. I go in there with the goal to get everybody in there.
You have every band in mind that you want to
that show. I sell adult music scene. I don't just try to sell my band. And I think that's why
sell
all the bars
like lube and chains and straps and like tie downs and ball gags.
Never take this serious. Oh, I'm sorry. We're actually in the process of firing her.
What is going on?
We're having a cuddle fight right now, but Sal, I mean, that's kind of what it's all about, man. It's all about just like pimping each other out through Nick Fury. You know, he's got Band with No Name, Good Green, American Slang,
Batman,
he's always trying to bring everybody. You know what I mean? Yeah, he's an amazing man. I love you, Nick. If you're listening,
We do love you, Nick. BNN, let's say, March 17th. Yeah.
18th.
Hooligan. No, it's freaking St. Patty's Day.
Hooligan.
You're wrong.
Things up with you, Sal.
Okay.
You're actually not just a frontman and a lead singer, and not only and a guitarist. You're a sound man. You do charity. Book the show. I mean, you're doing all this stuff. How does that feel? I mean, is it like overworking?
No, I do spread myself thin. I really don't consider myself a guitarist because I just kind of strum chords. I really don't. It's hard for me to sing and play at the same time, so I bar everything. But for doing sound and all that, I've been at bars where they've had quote-unquote sound guys, and it just didn't work out, so... I took the initiative to start learning, you know, how to run a soundboard, pictures and videos. I do that because I know it's hard to get the band's girlfriends to do it at every show and such like that. And, you know, the girlfriends usually don't know what to look for in a shot or, you know, just, I don't know, something stupid. So what I like to do is record some video of them, post it up on YouTube, help them get some exposure on their websites, you know, the pictures, just like with you, you know, we go out to the shows, we try to help the bands out with photography, because it's hard as a band to be able to afford certain things, and
like me,
like Sam here, Sam,
you're awesome,
you know,
we love you, Sam.
Sam's a pimp, man. Sam's a pimp, but it's hard to get people to do that, and I do it because I know I would appreciate it if somebody did it for me, so I'd like to do it for them. So, I mean, if I can't give them $300 for a gig, I can give them a couple of videos and at least some pictures, you know?
Yeah.
So it's safe to say you're committed.
It's all about helping out
the local music scene, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely about helping out the music community. It's starting to come back up. I'm really happy about that. There was a time a couple years ago where it was every band for himself, and literally you'd have fucking people fighting left and right to get gigs. And now it's getting to the point to where people are understanding that we need to share the community and share the bars and share the fans, because I mean everybody's just out to have a good time, and that's the goal when you go watch a band, is to have a good time and drink and be merry.
So that was one of my other questions. Have you felt that the music scene has changed over the years?
It has. In the 80s, the music scene in Albuquerque was awesome. In the 90s, the music scene was almost nil. It was all DJs and such like that. And I was even on that bandwagon because I DJed for a couple of years myself. And then 2000, you start seeing it come back. And just in the beginning of this year, I've seen a lot of bands coming together, putting together some really high-quality, good shows at, you know, the venues around town. And instead of you spending $5 and seeing one band, you're spending $5 and you're seeing four or five bands, which is a lineup I would rather go see, you know?
Yeah.
Good variety.
For sure.
Definitely good variety. So,
All right, so we're going to start winding down because it's almost past your bedtime.
All right, yeah, my meds are kicking in.
So what's coming up for Just Lazarus?
We got a huge benefit coming up March 30th. It's for Ride for the Cure. It's going to be an all-day event. We are actually, the ride is going to start at Thunderbird Harley-Davidson. You'll be able to go for a 45-minute ride with a couple hundred motorcycles.
Sick.
And then the ride will end at Elliott's, and the bands are going to start about 3 o'clock. And we got, I mean, the metal bands, I got Full Metal Devils, CRB Classic Rock Band, Good Greens, Saving Damsels, One Foot In, and the Brother Project. And then we also got my band, Just Lazarus, and Burning Bridges that are going to play at the after party. And also, we're going to have Blue Steam playing at Thunderbird Harley-Davidson during the registration. So,
oh, my God, the awesome just never ends.
Nice. The awesomeness. I'm oozing awesomeness. And so all the proceeds are going to go to Ride for the Cure, and it's going to be awesome because we're going to have artists there. We're going to have body artists. We're going to have a jumper for the kids. We got Stormtroopers, Darth Vader from the 501st Dewback region, or Dewback Ridge.
Darth Vader.
We're going to have Darth Vader there. This is a kid-friendly event. It's going to be all ages, and we're expecting, you know, 300 to 500 people at this event. So it's going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy. No,
that's awesome.
Speed on this one, unless you want to be the bitch.
Oh, okay, yeah. I mean, for kids.
Bring out the camp.
For kids.
Okay, you guys have
I'm not really a fan of what George Carlin said about the children, but that's kind of me, though.
Did you say children?
Children.
Oh, you know, I love the children.
It's all about the children.
Thank you so much, Sal. Thank you so much, Sam. You guys are awesome. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah, oh, no problem. Thanks for having me on board.
Sal, thanks so much.
Thank you, Sam. We'll talk to you later, my brother.
You know what, Sal, call back anytime you want. If you got anything to pimp out, you know, you can always call in. You don't have to be the special guest. We like it is a call-in show, and we like it with callers.
Definitely.
Yeah.
All right,
sure.
Anytime, guys. I love you guys, man. Yeah. Take it easy and keep up the good work.
You too, man.
Thanks, Mary.
Have a great night.
Good night.
Thank you, guys.
Night,
guys.
Mucho.
All right, so I feel like we should play some music. We had, there was a call that was sitting there, but they never hit one. It didn't have the question mark, so I didn't bring them in, and then they finally hung up. But if they're listening and they wanted to talk, then call back and hit one. Okay, I want to play a little more music. We've been hearing beats from Epic, and I don't want to run out of them all, so I played a couple in a row while we were talking, and then I stopped. But I've got some old stuff from Epic. Before Band with No Name, Epic was part of Project O with Mark, the Grand Architect up in Fort Collins.
You have that to play?
Yeah, they had a band together, and I got a few tracks of them.
All right, sweet,
and,
play that.
I'm going to start us off with one of those. I'm going to play some Just Lazarus too, because Sal was just on the line. Okay. This one's actually a cover. I'll play some of their original stuff next week, but I really like this this Pink Floyd cover that they did, so I'm going to throw that in there after the Project O. And then I think when we come back from that, we'll get to listen to that interview from Emily Bosberg. So come back, stick with us. We'll be here's some Project O.
Project O, band with no name, Epic,
Mark, Epic, Beats, and Mark Dead, Architect, Howl. All right, go.
Hit it.
Thank you. Emily. I'm a student at UNM. I grew up in Albuquerque, and I've always been kind of interested in what's going on in people's heads and why, and kind of what that, how that drives everything that happens in the world. I moved to Colorado for a few years where I studied biochemistry and psychology because I wanted to be a psychiatrist, and then I kind of figured out along the path through various sources that that's not something that I wanted to do, and those ideas still really carry over into my work. So I moved back to New Mexico and I started going to UNM and studying art, and kind of figured out over the past couple of years that it's sculpture that I really love to do, and I'm really interested in the social practice, so things that really engage people and that you have to interact with. And hopefully one day I'll just be leading kind of more like workshops or like just group activities really where people come together and engage with each other and create community. I've been really interested in the idea of utopia because we have so many issues as people, as individuals, as groups, and it's like what in our environment is making us have this reaction, you know, like why are we doing the things that we do? I guess it's the starting point for the whole idea, the whole project. And so then I've been thinking about this for years or since birth, you know. So I was thinking more and more about it, and I started making things that really had to do with like how you move through space, and kind of started realizing that the body is like our tool for experience. If we're given one tool, you know, it's like we have the mind and we have the body. And growing up, I was raised like with the mindfulness meditation and things like this, where you're really like brought to be aware of like your consciousness and your mind and like how you're doing whatever you're doing, and just like being really aware of your presence. And so thinking about that too, it was kind of natural to start thinking about, well, utopia, like perfection or like real happiness comes from the way that you move through space. So if you are kind of always moving the same way and you're kind of stiff or whatever, maybe you're going to like, you know, have a stiffer life, a stiffer existence, versus like, you know, moving through life is kind of a little more joyful maybe. But I don't want to make judgments either. That's kind of a hard thing because
and, you know, everybody's different. You have to figure out how you live, affects how you live.
You're right. Yeah.
And it seems like it should be common sense, but it isn't to a lot of people.
So I'm going to ask people to sign up online for a walk. And that website will come up a little bit later. But so you sign up for a walk, and then groups of people go out on these walks, and it's going to be twice a week. And then in the gallery space is a installation that kind of carries on the dialogue of what's going on. So it's kind of this really weird, supposed to be reminiscent of a body, and so you on the outside kind of have to like duck around the parts, and like there's these weird lights that come down with like different smells and stuff, and then on the, you kind of crawl into the inside, and it's like coming into the space of ritual, and like the walk is kind of seen as a way of breaking outside of your habitual moves. And so habits and ritual really play a key for me in like the development of this project, because everything that you do is really like a habit, you know, the way that you move, the way that you eat, the way that you interact with everyone. And so what I've kind of come to realize is that you really only really experience something when you break outside of that, even just a little bit, you know? And so the installation is supposed to kind of comment on that a little bit more. The whole walk can honestly be seen as a frame, because when you frame anything,
in art like that. You know, it's like you're setting it up to be viewed in a very kind of particular and sacred way. But the frames will kind of be a little bit independent of that, I guess, in that they're we walk around them in a really specific way. It's not just like, oh, there's this thing there. You know, it's like, I guess my goal, too, in doing this was kind of to say, like, you could do this all the time. You know, you're, like, walking around and you see a wall that you want to walk on, go for it, you know? Like, if you see other people doing it and you know that other people are open to this kind of experience, then maybe it'll be easier to carry on into the other times in your life.
That was Emily Vosburgh talking about her Abstraction of Utopia project, and I really urge people to go to her Kickstarter page, check that out, watch her video. If you just do a search, Google search for Abstraction of Utopia Kickstarter, she's trying to raise, it's not very much, she's trying to raise like $750, and she's pretty close. If people can go in there and lend her a hand, that'd be great. I got a little more music I want to play. This is... this is from a guy I know up in Colorado, and he's called Verbal Pimp, and he did this compilation with the Wu-Tang Killer Bees, and I'm going to play him and maybe another song or two.
One take wonder. Trying to blow this bitch because I got the beat, and so I scratched it. not twist this list. We only rolling with the best, no doubt. Ain't no dope and jump up in this circle, test it out. We gon' hold the crowd because we got the skills. Protect your neck, we got the best, and know that that's for real. You gon' work for this meal if you fuck with this game. Eternal got it locked and know that we gon' board the train. On our way to the fame because we blowin' this lid. You all loving my style and you gon' know that this kid gonna rate your denial. In this place that I spit, this dream of chase in a while, but that's the way in this biz. Want to give a shout out to the fam over there at Immersive Studios. Your boy Yorma, a.k.a. Buttons behind the boards taking care of us. The Grifter, Eternal of the West Coast, Wu Killer Bees. Your boy True Technique, ZSM Productions, Elevated Sounds. Your boy Hollywood P, a.k.a. the Mad Chef. Your boy Shabazz, the whole Midwest, both coasts. One love, Verbal, we out.
Run out they house yelling, I hate ya. Steal they newspaper, give it to my mom. Ditch class, cause mishaps by dropping cherry bombs. Ringing alarms in department stores by running out the fire exit, screaming more. But it was more than that innocent mischief when I started making trouble and criminal friendships. Went from candy bars to stealing cars. Grand Theft Auto, I'm out to live large. A misfit who doesn't give a shit about where he ends up or what the consequence. No consciousness, no heart. Taken from him deep within his core, but that's the role that he plays in this game, a product of his environment. How strange. Life like college parties up in a frat house. Draw on your face just when you pass out. Rob you of your dough, pulling your cash out. I'm not rich, mansion six figures. Jack click the fast with fast swishers. Booze and blunts, party for months. Get faded fast, pass out drunk. Attitude is fucked, behavior is bad. Swiping on your gear when I'm breaking your pad. Slice you with the razor from a neighboring dad. My goal's to piss you off till you rage you mad. Patrol a token cat, raises a good son. Lesson team, turn to a hoodlum. Now party animal, my life ain't easy. And if you know the name, my reputation precedes me.
I cheated myself like I knew I would. I told you I'm in trouble. Yeah, you know that I'm no good.
I'm up to no good, they call me troublemaker. In your neighborhood, cause I hustle that paper. Triple fat goose to a bubble blazer. Up in your face till you take a chaser. Bar fight with the broken glass. Don't push me, no one holds me back. Everywhere I go, I'm going fast. Then I write it down in the spoken track. Gamble with me, don't cheat yourself. I end up on top, you beneath the shelf. Trees get dealt like a lumberjack. Lightning fast, hit the thunder crack. I'm coming back with the furious style. Add a rap sheet to my personal file. Cursing and wow till I'm hurting your child. Heat up the room when I'm turning the dial.
That was more of that Project O band, that Epic and Grand Architect
used to be in. And we've got a call holding. I think we should bring him in. They've been holding for a little while. 505. Who are we talking to?
Hey, man, it's Leo again. I came back.
Leo, how's it going, man?
Good. I finally stopped working, and I'm chilling now.
Okay, well, you might not want to be, because there's a tall redhead waiting for you at Anodyne.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
you hear that part?
She thinks she recorded.
She was all being all like, oh, hi. Oh, did he call in recently? Like, tell him, I'll be at the Anodyne.
Yeah, tall redhead.
Oh, come on. That's not what she sounded like. She was like, she called in like right after you got off the line, and she was like, is Leo still on the line? Because I think he's really cute. Is that what she said? Cute or handsome? What'd she say? Sexy? Did she say sexy?
Are you trying to seduce me to be another woman's voice?
Sorry,
hi.
She said
she's a tall redhead. Yeah. But I told her that she should place an ad in the Miss Connections on Craigslist, and that maybe you check it.
So be looking on Craigslist. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Missing Encounters.
Yeah.
You'll go on to, like, what is that one? Casual Encounters, because you'll just see a whole bunch of cocks looking for gay love.
Right.
What that Casual Encounters is all about.
Which is, there's nothing wrong with.
There's nothing wrong with the love of a grind.
We could just, okay, because Greg Swartzen's here, and he could definitely go down there and tell her that his name is Leo.
No, I go down there and tell
them
my name is Greg
Swartzen. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Check him out.
Yeah.
No, I'm really new.
How do you think you compare to Leo Lightfoot? He's got the coolest name in the world. You need a better name,
Greg Swartzen.
Yeah, because Leo is tall and handsome, and you're short. You look like your cousin. You look like your cousin, Greg. You look like
Dude,
Nick
you
Swartzen.
You look so much like your cousin. It's ridiculous, Nick. Like, there you go, Gregory.
Yeah.
What's your
I wonder
name?
If he ever
Watson?
Listens, just knowing that you're on here all the time.
Oh, dude, she's so maybe. Right.
Have you even told him that you do this? No.
Okay.
Maybe you should. Maybe he'll listen.
All right,
I got you. He's a busy guy, Nick Forza. You see how this goes, Leo? Towards the end of the show, it just dissolves. Corey's over there drinking Robitussin. And him and Mary are cuddling in the other room, and
well,
I'm smoking with Greg.
Good way to end things, eh?
Yeah,
totally.
We have 30 left. There's much more to be had.
We have more
totally.
Music we can play, and Epic Beats is supposed to call in and hang out with
what
us.
What up, Epic? Come on, call back.
I'm trying to give him the number right now, but Mary keeps wrestling me for the phone.
Oh, guess
oh.
Call in 805-856-2808.
Tell him.
I was listening earlier, and to I don't know who it was. The guy was talking about bands, and I didn't even realize band members' girlfriends had so much responsibility, and that's
true.
Just nuts.
They do. That was Sal Gomez from Just Lazarus that was talking to us.
Oh, nice.
They're a local band. Yeah. You know what? Speaking
cool.
of Epic Speed, I'm going to turn some more on in the background while we all talk. Because that's the whole reason that we get them. Here we go. So unprofessional, aren't we?
We are more than professional. It doesn't even matter, dude. Who gives a shit?
Professionalism.
This is
Occupy
High Underground Radio. In your ear.
Extremely overrated. I totally agree.
I've been having like these big executives of different companies usher me into their conference room and give me their spiel, and I go in there with just like jeans and a t-shirt and not shaved for
yeah.
like a week.
You need a Mexico dress. That's
rolling
like a funeral in your jeans and cowboy boots in New Mexico, and I love it.
It's true.
Sorry.
I think we can like barely hear you guys. Are you still trying to share a microphone?
You were trying to share a mic. All right. How about now? Can you hear us now?
Can you hear us now?
I don't know. I think when we learn our lesson, it doesn't work. Okay. Just let me try it out and see how it works. Yeah.
I think you can.
Let me just project my voice a little bit, Victor. Am I on? I'll get my underground for you.
I think we've probably lost all our listeners finally.
ever.
Oh, yeah. Are you guys
not
drinking while you DJ the show?
I have Seagram's ginger ale that I'm drinking, but Corey's got the Robitussin, and
Mary's drinking.
And wait, you have some energy or something? What was it called? Emergency. Some sick drink. Really? Okay, I've never tried it. He's got a vitamin drink, and then he's drinking.
Jungle juice.
I'm drinking emergency.
You're telling
okay?
me he's drinking
Alka-Seltzer?
Like,
yeah.
Okay, he's drinking emergency and Robitussin. And,
I'm pretty sure if you gave emergency to a bird, it would kill its blood.
Really, Greg? Really?
I didn't know that about Alka-Seltzer.
Yeah, I'd heard that, but that's why you. It's horrible.
It's beautiful. Beauty mom.
Okay.
All right, so play that funky music, my boy.
Yeah, Leo, play that.
No. Well, I was kind of waiting because I see that we've got there's a caller, but they haven't hit. Well, no, because they haven't hit one yet. So that means they don't want to talk to us. But I thought maybe that they'd change their mind and be like, okay, you guys are cool, let's talk to you. But I guess if they're not going to do that, we could play some more music. Do you want to, I don't know, do you want to hang out and listen to some music with us, Leo?
I could. I was hanging out for a while listening to music before.
I think I've got some live Good Green I can play. Because we don't have
I'm kind of curious what you guys are doing with Occupy Underground here in Albuquerque.
We're trying to we're another group trying to promote going out into the community. We're not associated with Occupy. Because I get that from people, but it's like, I don't believe that's going.
We are Captain Planet from our group to mine.
Say again?
No. I'm shushing Mary right now.
You're shushing Mary.
Captain Planet. We are combining efforts of
many
other.
No, creators. We want people. Okay, to get the money to the little guy, you need to go out into your community and you need to spend it there. And instead of going to McDonald's and Chili's all the time, go try some local restaurants. You know, we with the little magazine, we're going into different places and we eat and we talk about things. And when we're in there, we snap pictures of our food and we do a little write up and we'll throw it up there. It's just like, here's the places in town. Go check them out. Go for. You know, for all of the shows that they have at different bars that are free or $5 to $10, you could go see 20 or 30 of them for what you'd pay to go, say, see Weezer, you know, who I will definitely go pay and a ridiculous amount of money to see whenever they come to town, too, you know.
Yeah.
But it's not trying to get away from that. It's just trying to open the perspective that there's stuff to do here in town, and if you go do it, then you're giving money to the community, you know, and you're giving money to the people who are going to continue to spend it in the community. And the thing that the Occupy people got right was that the money didn't really filter down the way it should have. But you have the ability to determine where you spend your money. So spend it in your community. And the website is just, the website's a place where we can put up the artist pages for people from all over. It's not like strictly Albuquerque or anything. The magazine's is more a focus on things right around here because this is our, you know, community. But I want people to be able to go to the website and check out music from underground and lesser known bands from all over the place. Read poetry from people who don't get published that are everywhere, but have the opportunity to put it on our site. I want it to fill up with content and that people can just peruse through and check out. You know, I want it to look snappy and keep people's attention and let them check things out. And we don't charge anything for any, we just put up these pages for free. We get a hold of people. Hey, do you mind if we do this for you? You know, we'll link everything to their stuff. Like all of the artist pages have links to their Reverb Nations, their Bandcamp. So if they have stuff for purchase or download elsewhere, it just takes them to those sites. You know,
nice. Yeah. I mean, you know, there's a lot of really good music going on right now, and you know, you just gotta search for it more than, you know, your local radio stations. I always, one of the first articles I wrote for the site was about a music station I found when I was backpacking Europe. I was in Germany in the city I used to live in, and I hooked up and met one of my old friends, and he showed me this thing called 22tracks.com, and it is the best streaming music ever. It's just amazing.
I'll have to check that out for sure.
Yeah.
I hadn't even heard of that. How long were you in Europe for?
I was actually, now ILB's going to get discredited by somebody, I know it. But I was actually born in England, and I lived there for 8 years and then came to America and kind of made my way over to Albuquerque. And then when I graduated high school, I moved to Germany and then for 3 years and came back to Albuquerque again and then went back out to Europe. So every
That's
couple of years,
cool.
I run out to Europe just because
it's
really good.
There's nothing
wrong.
I was just saying there's nothing wrong. Like, you know, you said you're kind of worried about discrediting the inhabitants of Berkey. I mean, it's all about doing good. It doesn't matter where you're from. You know, you could be from Iraq, and if you're promoting Albuquerque, your local underground music, you know, and your local underground team, you know what I mean? That's awesome, you know what I mean? It doesn't matter where you're from. We're all on this planet.
I've been here for a year and was inspired to try to show people everything that's going on around here because it's just a fantastic town, you know?
Yeah.
It really is.
It's a good home base.
Go
for it. Sorry.
Yeah. I said you wouldn't believe the amount of hate mail I get, man. Like,
really?
Oh, man. It's
for
so
what?
Bad.
What do people complain about?
They complain about everything. The most controversial thing is
just like
questions
you post on your website or
questions.
Whatever. They complain about it.
Yeah, they'll post on my website. I get a ton of messages like, you know, like people just not happy with this. You should do this. You shouldn't do this. And the questions that I ask, they just get, man, you know, they get people so riled up and they start fights on the messages and. It's just nuts, and I had to ban a guy because he was just getting crazy, and he found my my personal Facebook account, and he like just showed me where my address was, my phone number, and he was like, "Look how easy it is to get a hold of you," and I was like, "Holy crap!"
Creepy. That's
like
creepy.
Yeah, that is creepy as hell.
But you know,
yeah,
you kind of like.
I want to stop for a second. We've got a caller that's been waiting for a while, and I'm going to let him come in and join in on the conversation. 505 caller.
Hello.
Hello.
Who is this?
Whom is this?
Whom is this I am speaking with?
This
well,
is
you're
Mary.
Speaking with Corey and Corey Jane Saylor, Mary Stockton, Leo York, and me. My name's Ben.
Hey, Ben, what's
up? What's up, y'all?
Where are you calling from, Ben?
I'm calling from the moon, motherfuckers.
Hey,
the
Luna,
moon.
I'm in my home base. I was there on Monday. How cool and beautiful Luna was on Monday.
I have a feeling
Monday.
This is epic beats. Is that who this is?
Yo, what's
that is
up,
definitely.
Family? What's
hey,
going
how
on,
are you
bro?
Doing tonight?
No, I just woke up. Yo, I didn't forget. I was waiting and waiting until 10:30, and I fell asleep and woke up at 11:30.
Did you take a weed nap?
Well, we've been playing a lot of your beats, and we've played a couple of the Project O with you and Grand Architect, and I hope he's listening too because I told him we were going to play some of his music tonight.
It's pretty dope. I love you guys.
I think I should throw some more beats on in the background though. I like this. I love the names that you give your beats. So many times people send over just numbered ones, and the Rhyme of the Ancient Forest, that's like my favorite right there. And tell them, Epic, Is it absolutely true? You're not just messing with me. You've never heard of the Rhyme of the Ancient Mariner poem?
I have not heard
of
that poem.
That's not the one I'm playing.
No.
So you've never heard of it at all? Where did you come up? And you just, like, that name popped into your head.
Well, usually sometimes names of songs will come from the names of the original samples. So I'm not too sure if that one just clicked in there or if that was the original song or what, but
You know, screw it. I'm going to play that song anyway.
I'm playing one right now called Jethro's Toll. I think that's awesome, too.
That was it right there.
Yeah, Rhyme of the Ancient Forest. Here we go. Where do you get your inspiration to come up with this stuff, man?
Hello?
Oh.
Hello?
Why is our phone ringing?
I don't know.
Hello?
Are we calling somebody?
Are we calling?
Thank you for calling the Occupy Underground. We have Epic Beats on the line right now. Hello, Epic. How is it going?
What the heck is going on?
That was very strange.
That never happened. So where did you get your inspiration?
Where does the inspiration come from?
Where? I know where it comes from. It comes from deep within. But explain it.
It comes from deep within my loins.
Loins? Stop. Do you have a cloth with the loins?
No, man. The inspiration comes from so many different things, depending on how I'm feeling, depending on the day, just when I made it. I don't know. Inspiration is a hard thing to put your finger on.
I don't know. It comes through a feeling of vibration, like a certain thought, a different thing that you're vibing on. I mean, yeah, you can put it together and it'll help express what you're feeling. Yeah, I definitely see that. And I feel that with your
beats. The beats I make give me more inspiration to write my lyrics. So it's more of, I hear a certain sound that makes me feel a certain way that I want to use that inspires me to write something to that emotion. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude. I mean, every time I listen to your shit, dude, I can't help but not freestyle. Dude, so I put them in, I'm just like, oh my God. People probably look at me when I'm like driving and stuff like that. Some kid is getting all crazy in his car freestyling and stuff like that. It's all your fault, you.
Exactly, it is my fault.
Yeah,
and that's the difference between me and other producers. I make beats for people to. You can listen to it just
hold
as
on.
An instrumental.
You got another. I'm sorry.
That's
go,
Leo.
No, go for it, Epic. So
no,
I think Leo
cool.
on that
yeah, you know.
Back. All right, hold on. Let me bring this
I make my
one.
Music for people to use as a song to write to freestyle
okay.
to, or just listen
like
to.
Like a
as
certain
an,
vibe to roll on.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. I feel that. I love it. I can't wait till we play around with that beat that you sent me, that sexy song one. Oh, dang. I'm freaking hooked to that. I'm so excited to, like, play around with that rehearsal one of these days. For sure.
Yeah, we did that one day, and it sounded great, so we just got to keep it up.
Yeah, I know. Greg was all playing out, like, all, and I was like, dang. It sounded nice.
Greg
tried taking
and I wrote
a little sexy
clothes off
of
his guitar.
You know what? I got a couple calls in too. I'm bringing them on, too. New 505
oh my
calls
goodness.
Into the live. Who do we got?
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
Is Epic Julia. Beats there?
Epic Beats is
Julia?
There.
Oh hello?
My God.
Can you hear me?
Who
Epic
are we?
Beats.
Yeah, who's this?
Julian, who's this?
This
you
is the rap.
What's going on?
That is, That's Julian Griegos. He's the drummer for Good Green and for Band With No Name, and he plays guitar too.
Star.
And
he's
and it's his birthday.
I do all kinds of stuff.
Here's your birthday.
Yeah,
baby.
This guy's. I don't know where the fuck Julian came from. He came from a different planet. I'm pretty sure.
He really did. He really did.
He has his own street. I noticed that a lot when I'm driving. I see this. I look up. It says Griego right there. I'm like, hey, it's Julian Street.
Yeah, that's my street. That's where I live, actually. That whole street came from me.
How are you celebrating your birthday, Julian?
What's that?
How are you celebrating your birthday?
Well, right now I'm at Zinc, Salad Bar, having some stuff. And I thought I'd call and say hi before, like, you guys are done with the show. And... Sorry?
How old are you today, Julian?
I'm 27,000 years old.
Oh, my God. 7, I'm like 85,000 years old.
That'll be the big 27, man.
You're young, but.
I appreciate that I'm young, but I feel old. I don't feel old. I feel great.
That was good. I love the way you articulate, for sure. You are
that's the
amazing.
Right answer, Julian.
Love you, Julian. Happy birthday.
I love all of you guys. I think that the Band With No Name, Nick Fury, Epic, everybody, like, Archive Underground, all you guys are just this great, awesome family, and I'm more than happy to be part of it.
And I am too, dude. You like the card I printed up for you today and have everybody signed?
I do.
He actually said
actually,
he hated
yeah,
it.
So,
let's see how many people can get on here. Hold on. I got another All person right. I'm going to bring on. All right, 505, new caller. Who's this?
What up?
Is it my turn?
Greg Fortson.
Huh? Greg Fortson.
What's up?
It's like James.
James!
James.
Hey,
James.
James!
Hey.
Are your fingers warmed up for us, James?
Yeah. Mainly I wanted to call in and thank Leo. Leo is awesome, man. He's an inspiring dude. Everything he's doing is just fantastic. He's like the quintessential guy backpacking Europe, the webpreneur. You know what I mean? We should take his brain and you know get some knowledge from him. He seems like a really really respectful guy, and I appreciate him calling, and giving us his time.
Yeah, you know, he was a huge inspiration to me. Just looking on and seeing the website that he had put together, that it just shines how the people are out here, you know, and how great this town is, and how
yeah.
you know everybody's working together, you know, as a unit to lift it up. That's so cool, because it's hard for any one person or small, you know, a couple people to lift themselves up. You get a bunch of people working together, and you can do stuff, you know, you can improve, you know, you can improve a city, you can change an attitude of the inhabitants, and it's I'm inspired by this town, and I've only been here a little over a year.
Yeah, and
see,
speaking of inspiration,
awesome.
Emily Vosberg, man, she's Ben and I spent
yeah.
some time with her, and she's a local artist, and that was the interview we played earlier, and she's amazing. She's another inspirational soul, and she knows what she wants, and she's grabbing it, you know, and she's going for it. And it's a wonderful project, so I encourage people to support it. Like Ben said, go to their Kickstarter and, you know, Abstraction of Utopia, help her out. It's an awesome project. I want to see it unfold, definitely.
Yeah, she's not looking for that much. She's looking for what, $750, and she's got like 200 of it or something.
Yeah, and then mainly it's for the gallery space, and you know, for cards and different souvenirs to give people at the event, and you know, some things to fund the walk, which is a really cool interactive social project in general. You know, so I think it's just something people should really support and look into.
Hey,
she's
dude,
amazing.
Can I
ask?
Yeah. Can I chime in real quick? I gotta get going, but it was nice. I'm glad you guys had me on, and we'll talk to you all soon. Hit me up after the show.
Okay.
Good
night.
We'll hit you up after the show and see where you're at.
Yeah, for sure. Have a good night, guys.
Good night.
Hey, Julian, Saturday, right. Son.
Thank you guys so much. Have a good night.
See you later. Thanks for calling.
Definitely. Thank you, Emily. Thank you, Epic. Thank you, Julian.
Thank you, everybody. We've got a little over 5 minutes left, I think, to hang out with people.
Are we gonna hang out?
I don't know. Should we play a little music?
I don't know. Should we hang out?
Okay, because a lot of people. Who do we have? Who's put your names out there.
I'd like to hear a freestyle from Epic if I could.
Epic, are you still on the line?
Drop a beat.
All right,
hold on. How about look to the sky?
Look to the sky.
Look to the sky.
Hey Ben, what if I give Epic a piano track to drop a freestyle to?
Do you want to play piano over his beat, or do you want to just do it piano?
Let's see if he can do it
piano.
Straight to the piano.
All right.
Can you
All right, let's see a challenge.
Can you hear that big time?
Yeah.
What do you want, slow down or what?
Slow down for you?
I'll hit it for you. Yeah, whatever you got, bro. But yo, fuck it, when I hit that rap at 12 o'clock at night, gotta hit that nightcap and I'll hit it up. Gotta smoke that blunt, gotta take what I got in the morning. Gotta go to work. I gotta do what I gotta do. I ain't a jerk, but still I gotta do what I gotta do to make everything in my life work. I gotta be that great MC and Mikey. Just let them know how we do with it. Yes, I'm rep that Mexico flow, and I got that throw, and these motherfuckers know it's true. So, yo, I gotta crash out soon. Chicks looking at me like, son, you crazy. Gotta be at work at 4 a.m. and you taking me to the motherfucking moon. When I'm dropping these raps, and I gotta consume my beat every time that I spin it so smooth. And you know that I do, and I gotta just move with the Occupy Underground, the radio with the dopest sound. And you know when we do this, we move this through this town, and we gotta do that shit. So everybody put your hands up high, keep it real dope, y'all know the lies. Down that we're bringing, we're singing this shit. We y'all just do that hype shit. Yo, so we just drop it. Got the piano in the back, and I got this one box. I'm low in the cock, but I go to the top, and I know I'm gonna do this shit with my rhymes and shit that we do. So where is Nick Furious when you need to do some smooth type singing, some smooth type bringing? I'm losing my voice because I need to go to sleep and shit, yo.
Yeah,
I do. Awesome.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Dude, we need James, man. We do.
That shit right there is hard, James.
Yeah, I got you, man. Give me some keys and spot to stand, man. I got you.
All right, now hold on.
You got to just come to practice.
The other night.
Come to practice Thursday.
What's up?
Thursday.
Okay, dude. James,
wait.
You have the time, bro.
The other night.
James. Watch, hold on, one at a time. James, if you have the time this Thursday, man, you should really link up with us at practice show. Well, next week, I should say.
Yeah,
I would agree.
I'm
going to work the shitty jobs to do what I love, which are the people we support. So I'll see what I can do.
For sure, 420.
All right, man. And if not, shit, man, we should just make a beat on the side at the crib, dude.
Yeah, no doubt.
Days soon.
All right. Like
that right there, bro. That's it, dude.
About connecting the co-creation.
Mm-hmm,
for sure.
Exactly.
So James,
now I want to hear Corey spit a freestyle with the same piano riff.
Oh shit!
Yeah,
let's do it.
All right, let's do it a little bit softer. A little bit softer.
Pump that shit up faster.
All right, a little faster, a little softer. All right, get it.
All right, wait. We've got a minute and a half. I just want to thank everybody that has called in, Leo York especially, for calling and hanging out with us. And the Emily Vosberg, definitely go check out her Kickstarter page. Just do a search for Abstraction and Utopia and Kickstarter, and she pops right up. Send her some money. She doesn't need very much. It's a really cool project, you know, incorporating a 60 seconds. I love that pretension push.
Man, give me whatever you got. Whatever you got, I'll take it.
Are we ready for Corey's encore?
I'm going to take it out. Love you guys.
Yeah, hold on. Before we take it out.
Peace.
Thank you guys for having me. I love you guys on the list. If you guys want to say laters, and you guys have a good night. Don't forget about Band with No Name, American Slang, Good Dream, at First Tiki Lounge, St. Patrick's Day. Come out. Have a
you.
Drink. That's
yeah.
Great.
Thank you, Epic, for everything.
Time for me to take you out. CP on the microphone. Now we got Band with No Name, American Slang, Good Dream, Leo, like the Lord, you the name.
Okay, the live show ended, but we've got a little bit longer for the people who are not listening live. So James will keep rocking the piano. We can feel like continuing to spit it for you, can. For everybody who's still listening, thank you to everyone who called in.
And I'm going to be at the launchpad if you're listening. Launchpad right now, checking out the Psychic Monkey.
We love that we have listeners. Please tell people about it.
Thank you.
Deep down dungeon dragon. Bye. Love you too. Thanks, guys.
I'm not a pervert.